On Chofamid Beis, the new perek. Misha Omar Hareini Nozer, Vishoma Chaveiro, Vomar Vani, and somebody said he was a Nozer, and somebody else heard, Shimon heard and said Vani, and then Levi heard and said Vani, another person. Kulam Nazirin. So they're all Nazirin, they're all Matfis in the Nozer before them. That's, we'll see once I can, we'll see tomorrow. Well, what if they're all Nazir because of the first guy, or they're Nazir because of each subsequent person? Hutur Harishon, Hutur Kulam. Right? If the first one becomes Mutter, then since they're all Nazirin because of the first one, so then they're all Mutter, because they only are Nazir if you are Nazir. And since the first one's not a Nazir, nobody's a Nazir. Hutur Ha'achron, Ha'achron Mutter, Ve'kulam Asurin. If the last one became mutter, he's mutter, but the ones before him are still nazirim. Omar hareini nazir, v'shama chadero, v'omar pi kathiv, sari kisaro, hareza nazir. Somebody said I'm a nazir, and the other one said, my mouth's like his mouth, and my hair's like his hair. That's also, what's it called, yad for naziris. Hareini nazir, v'shama ishto, v'omar v'ani, so meifresh shalo v'shalo kayim. So a person made a Naziris and his wife said, me too. So he could be made for her Naziris and he still remains a Nazir. But Hareini Nazir of Ashama Baila of Omar Vani, Eino Yochalahatin. But if she said I should be a Nazira and he said me too, so by saying me too, he's Makayim her Naziris. Because if it wasn't her Naziris, it wasn't Kayim, he has no Naziris. So by being Matfis and her Naziris, he's Mekayim it. So Eino Yochalahofer can't be Mefer anymore. Since he was Mekayim her Naziris, he can't be Mefer. Hareini Nozer V'at, V'omra Amen. He says, I'm a Nozer and you too. And she answered, Amen. So Mefer es Shalav v'Shalav Kayim. So he can be Mefer her Naziris, but his remains Kayim. Okay. Hareini Nazira V'ata, which is the opposite. She said, I'm a Nazira and you too. The Omer Amen, and he said Amen, so he's Mekayim her Naziris, because he's schlepping along with her. Eino Yochel Ofer, then he can't be made for anymore. Rashi, Mishomer Hareini Nozer, Shomer Chaveiro Omer Vani, V'chein Chaveiro Omer Vani, and there's another third person who said Vani. Hotur Rishon Shenishlan Naziruso, Hutur Kulan, Shekulan Tolu Nidrizereya Barishon. They're all Tolu in the first one. And the Gemara will discuss, are they all Tolu in the first one directly or indirectly? Okay, Yosef Reish Lakish Kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the Yosef the Ka'amar, Vahu Shochitfisu Kulam Besokhide Dibur. Has to be that they're all Matvis Betokhide Dibur, and now we think Kotokhide Dibur of the first one. In other words, they all had to say Va'ani within Tokhide Dibur of the first ones in Zeros. So really, you could only have three people do that. We'll see in one second. The Kama Tokhide Dibur, what's called Tokhide Dibur? Kadei Sheva Sholom. The Kama Kadei Sheva Shalom, Kadei Sheomer Shalom Talmud L'Rav, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, three words. So therefore the first one said I'm Hareini Nozer, and the second one said Va'ani, that's one word. The next guy said Va'ani is two words. The next guy said Va'ani is already, that's the last one who could be. A fourth one can't be Matvis, because he's past the Tokhidei Dibur of the first one.
Why can't be on the other one?
Well, no, let's see. The Gemara's going to speak. Right now we think there's all Matvis on the first one. So if they're all Matvis on the first one, not one after the other, right, but one after the other, but they're all going back to the first one, only three of them could be Matvis, because that's Shalom Alecha Rebbe.
Why can't they do Vasachas?
What?
Why can't they do Vasachas?
They can, but they could do it Vasachas, but what's it called? But if they don't, then they're one after the other, only three can do it. Yosef Reish Lakish Kamed Rashi. Yosef Reish Lakish Kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesia V'Yosef V'Komer. Kitznam Masnis and V'Kulam Nazirin. Had to be it they all were matfis tochidei dibur of the first ones naziris. The v'chdei shelos talmud l'rav the ispe shalosh tevels shalom alecha rebbe hitfisu kulan. They had to be matfis within the amount of time it takes three words. Umasnis nektoni v'ani v'ani the lotoni elatrain davka toni davka tu. The ki shaklis lechada teva mikama the omar hareini nazir. Umetzarfis leilahanach da amre va'ani va'ani shekulan shlosha nadru b'sol kadei shele shalom talmud l'rav da havinomi shlosha tevos. But and more than that, not a fourth one could not be matvis. Where it says Omer le tuv lo shavkis ravcha le talmida. Okay, so Reish Lakish said to Rav Yehuda that you didn't leave too much space for a talmid to a rav. Now there's three shitas over here. Let's see the other ones, then we'll get to the Rivan. He's the most simple one. The Rosh and other Rishonim say that what it means, Reish Lakish is arguing on Rav Yehuda. And he says like this, that that you're not giving a chance for a Talmud to be matfis. If he wants to be matfis, right, he won't be able to do it. Because if his Rebbe comes along, right after somebody said Hareini Nazir, and then all of a sudden his Rebbe comes along, he's going to have to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and after that he's not going to be able to be matfis in that Naziris. What the big deal is, I'm not sure. But at least there can't be a case where a Talmud could be matfis in Naziris, if his Rebbe happened to chance upon that time. So therefore, Reish Lakish argues, and he says, we give the Talmud a little bit extra time too. In other words, what's it called? After Shalom Alecha Rebbe, he could still be matfis. So really, a fourth person could also be matfis, according to Reish Lakish. It's not up till three words, but even immediately after three words is also okay. That way you give time for a Talmud who happened to be in this situation where somebody was made a Nazirus, and he wants to become a Nazir too. He doesn't want to say it on his own. He wants to be Matvis in the first one, and his Rebbe happened to be around at that time, so he had to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe to his Rebbe. Still, he could still say Va'ani immediately after that and still work. We give a little extra time. That's the Rosh. So the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda argue whether Tokhidei Dibur is exactly three words, or you have even after that a little time too. Immediately after that is also okay. Reish Lakish holds even after that is okay immediately, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Dafka three words. Okay, that's one sheet. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Reish Lakish argues on Rabbi Yehuda in a much more significant way, and that is, since it'll come out a time where being matfis will be impossible for a Talmud whose Rebbe is there, therefore Reish Lakish holds that there's no shir. But if you say va'ani even a year later, right, as long as it's clear that it's going back on the first guy, it's a yad l'neder, and it's it helps. It doesn't help because it's tokenei dibur. It helps because va'ani, when you can connect it to the nazir somehow, even much time later, is considered what's it called atfasa, and that's what Reish Lakish holds. And Yehuda knows it has to be tokenei dibur of the person who made the nether. It's not a yad. It's because of tokenei dibur. That's the second sheet. The Rivan, look inside. He says a little bit differently, and the way the Achronim and Malazrahim we'll see in a second. He says that sulo shavkes ravchal tamida the lemi le elahanat tas plus mile. Reish Lakish is not arguing Rabbi Yehuda. He's just commenting on what Rabbi Yehuda says. And he's saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the amount of time of a Talmud to greet his Rebbe is three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Even though normally Talmidim say a lot more words than that, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Miyuadi, Hagon, Harav, whatever, right? But the minimal is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The Lav Mishum Disle, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Delei Melei Tvei. Rabbi Yehuda, what's it called? He doesn't add more. It's just the opposite. We're saying that what's it called? I'm got it mixed up. Right? Reish Lakish was the one who said the original thing, the Hitfisu Tokede Dibur, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is the one who answered. So whatever I said before, switch Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is the one who adds the extra one, according to the Rosh, one more person. Or according to Rabbeinu Tam, even an extra amount of time. And Reish Lakish is the one who said Dafka three words. Okay, but in Rabbi Yehuda, he's not adding to Reish Lakish. He's just saying Ela Milsa Bialma Kamash Milan Messiah Ela Reish Lakish. He's supporting Reish Lakish just with a comment. You know, guy doesn't have too much more to say. And they explain the Rivan in the following way, that wherever you're allowed to be mafsik, to give shalom to your Rebbe, like in Birchas Kriyashmar, whatever, you're only allowed to say those three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. You're not allowed to go into extra words. Since that's the minimal greeting, wherever you're allowed to be mafsik, to give that greeting, be covered or whatever, that's it. So he was just commenting that that is the minimal greeting that you yotze, greeting a Rebbe, a Shalom Alecha Rebbe. No more than that is considered excessive in a case where you're not allowed to be matzah. But he's not arguing. He says also, 3 would be the amount, and that was it. And Enochanami, if a Talmud happened to have a case where somebody's Makabal Naziris and his Rebbe was there and he had to be greet him, he wouldn't be able to be Matfis according to anybody after that, because he lost the time of Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He's over because he said Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay. Tomorrow we'll see exactly how this works, who your Matfis, right? Either all back on the first one or each one like a domino effect on each one who came afterwards. That's the next piece of Gemara.